music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. Come be sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Not sure of what's happening, but I'm here. I'm not sure if we have Dr. K or if we don't, but I'm here no less, and we don't have him. We don't have Dr. K. Why not? Why, you nefarious ninny? Well, in any event, all right, it doesn't matter. He will call if he's free. Well, it's Friday. The end of the week, nothing major happening yet, nothing, a lot of talk, a lot of scare, a lot of disinfo, a lot of propaganda in the media every minute of every day. And if I succeed at nothing else, that's what I want to succeed at, convincing our listeners that what we hear, see, read in all of the propaganda media, which we know is to be propaganda, we know it's false, is not something you can trust. Now, we saw that with Sandy Hook. We saw that just a few months ago with a major lie. And at first blush, I was deceived. At first blush, I was reacting to the paradigm that had been set up. Defending gun rights, defending freedom, opposing no gun zones, you know, freedom from guns zones, opposing the nefarious plots of those who would seek to disarm America for a mess of peace and safety, a mess of pottage. And yet I didn't know at that time. I didn't know at that time that the whole thing was a hoax, that it was a lie. And why it was a lie, I've talked about many times with Dr. K, why it had to be. We just talked about it again last night for a few minutes, about why they had to pull it off as a fake, because they knew. They knew they couldn't get away with it in your community, in a populated community with witnesses and survivors and people who are paying attention. Now, there have been witnesses at Sandy Hook and Newtown. There have been people coming forward. Of course, you are not allowed to see them interviewed on 60 Minutes or Rock Central or whatever other shill programs that are out there on the networks. But they're out there, the people themselves, who are watchers, people who are observers. And you know, the scriptures tell us that, if nothing else, the scriptures tell us to be watchers, watchers of particularly one city. And I will refer you to the Bible once again. I will refer you to the scriptures to watch the city of Jerusalem in the end times, to watch that city where evil will prevail, where Satan will rule. And that's just a simple fact. Not my opinion. It's not someone else's interpretation. It's Scripture, and it's Jesus speaking, not me. So if people have a problem with what I'm saying, then they better take it up with him and not with me. And heaven help them. Heaven help them. You know, this past week, I believe Monday or one of these days, was Holocaust Remembrance Day. And this time it wasn't too prominently displayed in all of the media. Nevertheless, every day is Holocaust Remembrance Day. And when we come back, we will continue with our broadcast tonight and our pledge drive here at RBN. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We're back with Dr. K on the line, on the road, and yes, indeed, he is out there on the highways and byways of our nation, America. Good evening to you again, Dr. K.
Well, it's a great evening to be with you. Good evening to you. How are you doing? You sound great.
Well, thank you. I do. I feel invigorated. I feel enlivened. As you've said to me privately and publicly here on the airwaves, we are not kowtowing to this synagogue of Satan that is seeking to control, to steal away our remaining rights, to take us and dispose of us and lock us down. When they fight, we fight harder, and we don't
give up. That's exactly right. You know, the scriptures command and promote the resistance against tyranny. And, you know, there's all sorts of references to the fight against tyrannical rule, and that the human being is obligated to speak out, to resist, and in some cases to fight with weaponry against any tyrannical regime, any brute. And here we're dealing with real brutes, real thugs, aren't we?
Well, the worst of the worst of the lowest. We can't think of a series of adjectives, actually, that could even compensate for the evil nature of this system and this people that we're dealing with today. They are, as you have said, they are so low that you cannot get any lower. than putting your own children out there and falsifying their deaths in order to promote an agenda of taking away our means of self-preservation while their kinsmen take about the world and by storm, you know, war and conquest, as Warburg said. You can't think of anything lower.
No, you can't. I love the fact that the holy books, the Quran is interesting, where it, you know, it commands people, if they're attacked, if they're assaulted, to fight back. Forgiveness is better; it'll throw that threat out. But it, you know, it makes it clear that, that you got to fight for your rights.
Right.
Now, this Sandy Hook ordeal, this operation. You know, we NoDisInfo.com, for instance, was threatened by a guy by the name of Jay Proto, and he was working as a collaborator for the Sotos and for another couple of individuals. He said, "We're going to take you down." You see, when he said that, I posted a thread about him and the other operator, Robbie Bruce, and another woman, the big mole, Ryan Graney.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I fought back. So what did they do? They ratcheted up the threats, and then they said that, sent me an email on a post saying, "We're going to come and get you. We're going to find you in Chicago. We're going to hunt you down. We're coming there, and you won't like the results." So you can see that they can't. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. They can't take it at all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what were the consequences of that?
Mm-hmm.
The guy said, we're gonna boycott Netscape or Network Solutions. Network Solutions, we know that they host your website, right? What were the consequences? What day was it that Obama, the Air Force One and the Air Force 111 went to D.C.? Does anybody know? Was it the 10th or the 11th?
Mm-hmm. Around there, yeah, a couple of days back. A few days back.
Oh, so on the 10th, Network Solutions was attacked with the DDoS, I think it's called, attack. I've got the post, a brief post on the, it was attacked maliciously. And it's confirmed by Network Solutions that they were maliciously attacked. And what did these Zionist moles result? It destroyed, who knows how many hundreds of WordPress sites from being accessed by the public.
Mm-hmm.
It's a specific attack to prevent you or somebody else from accessing the website. So this is what we're dealing with, you know?
This is the least of what they intend to do and what they would like to be able to get away with. You know, the end result is genocide, and this is what they specialize in, as we've seen since the days of Bolshevik Russia. You know, first they came in with the Mensheviks. They came in with a minority. Then they came in with the Bolsheviks, the majority, as they call them. And they liquidated the families of the Russian Tsar. They killed virtually every single one of them in cold blood. They murdered them, murdered the royal family. They murdered peasantry, anybody that stood in their way. And they did it through gun control. They did it through weaponry that they had, and the peasants did not have to fight back.
That's
now
right.
Today, as we said, this is almost 100 years just about later, and we have today a totally different world at their disposal and our disposal. Both sides can be armed to the teeth. But we have, I believe very strongly that we have the most powerful weapon available in mankind, and that is the Lord God himself. And he can and is able to protect his peoples and the seed of Abraham from the seed of Cain, no matter what happens, if we are faithful. And I think that's the key, is trying to be as faithful as we can, okay, and doing the best that we can for him and standing up, you know, in our lives and being as wholesome and holy and righteous as we can while exposing these nefarious criminals, because we already know their fate will be in the lake of fire. But the righteous, of course, and the meek and the humble shall inherit this earth, you see.
The pacifist. Yeah, it's essentially the pacifist that'll inherit the earth, because, you know, there's a good, a grand example of that in modern history, and that's the Imam Khomeini. An old man, relatively weak, shuffling, although I understand he walked, did his walks. He took down the House of Rothschild without a shot fired. Oh, there were a few teams that were sent out to assassinate criminal Zionist elements and other collaborators, but that didn't do it. He continually condemned the Shah as a Zionist operative. He, you know, made it clear what the filthy Jews were doing to destroy his nation. He made it clear who the culprits were. He was the one who orchestrated this great Satan chant that, the America is the great Satan, which it is. I mean, what could be more Satan than on false premise, like the gun confiscation. That's a false premise, a fake massacre in this case. But in that case, a real massacre, 9/11, done by the Jews, done by the Israeli firsters and Israeli agents and ground forces from the Zionist regime, they did it. And then the entire U.S. military was mobilized to bomb village people. The bomb, not one bomb, not one cluster bomb, not one Hercules C-130, not one Phantom, not one napalm, nothing fell on the Zionist Strip.
No, of course not.
Couldn't get more wicked than that.
It's amazing how all of the attacks that this country, and rightfully so, to some great degree, when you are an imperial power, you unfortunately must reap the consequences. The scriptures tell us you reap what you sow. That's true of nations as it is of individuals. So here they have us. They have this nation being bled to death financially and literally with the blood of our young people, going over to these countries that never once attacked America, and invading them, occupying them, on behalf of the synagogue of Satan. And how many Israeli soldiers have actually been directly attacked? Very, very few. The expendables can be used to accomplish the greater goal of evil. But you see, almost all of the people who are dying in these wars are the American troops, GIs, the soldiers, as they call them, the armed forces. Now, you see, that word armed is very intriguing to us, Dr. K, because while they are arming these forces worldwide to occupy this world on behalf of Israel until the Zionist cabal comes to complete fruition with their Talmudic plans of the protocols, they want us disarmed. And I always found that to be very interesting, isn't it? Isn't it interesting, the dichotomy?
It is a curiosity. We're talking about real Chicken Little, extreme cowards. These Zionist moles are cowards. The cowardice is beyond this. They can't handle a street fight one-on-one with anybody. What they do is they make it uneven, uneven odds, as they say. Their intention, the mole of moles, Mark Barden and his filthy Zionist wife, Jackie Barden, and then that instigator, instigator Nelba Marquise Green and her Jew...
Sherlock,
Bill Sherlock, Zionist to the nth degree. These sniveling moles are, none of them who have ever, played a fair fight in their lives. They're running in glee to D.C. to strip us of our rights. Obviously.
That's their goal, and we are their opponents, and we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, folks. We'll come back, Dr. K. Our pledge drive is continuing for RBN tonight. Make your pledge. We'll come right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
Watch out for martial law. When he's out there watching after you. If he's a tool of the bankster, he's a badge-wearing gangster. An agent straight from Interpool. Watch out for martial law. He's there to prove who owns the muscle and might. And he just might pull you over to the side of the shoulder. Cause he cannot see your license plate light. Because he cannot see your license plate light. Ain't it a frightening feeling when you're behind the wheel and you...
All right, thank you. Thank you for that, Carl Klang. I appreciate that. Indeed, martial law is here. It's not coming. It's here. It's not complete yet. And that's why they want the guns. But right now, before I come back with Dr. K, let me take this time again to ask you, our supporters, our listeners, that if you enjoy what you hear, and I know some of you don't, but for those who do, if you wish to contribute in the short-term cash flow here at RBN, the need is now. It's imminent. You can support us by calling Mike now off air at the regular number and making your pledge known. It could be whatever way you pay, with credit card or with any kind of PayPal, you can do it. Or you could send it in as well. But call 800-313-9443 and Mike will take your call. If you wish to contribute either on a regular basis or a one-time pledge, whatever is going to be appreciated. And yesterday we did raise some money, but certainly not enough
to do the job. So keep that in mind, and also that you may send in your contributions at RBN, okay? 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302 in Round Rock, Texas. And that's enough. All right, let me get back now to Dr.
Yeah.
K. Dr. K, go ahead.
Let me offer the Quran to anyone who contributes $20 or more. So if you do that, you know, if you can put a little more for postage,
yeah, that's
great.
Yeah, I can send them out, sure.
Okay.
Sure, we have
all right. You know, if they want to switch it out with a wrongly blamed, either one, wrongly blamed or the Quran. Let me just make it clear that Sandy Hook is a Jew attack. It's exclusively Jewish. It's the rabid Zionist Israeli firsters. Whatever you want to call it. This is what it is. Now the website has went on a limb and identified some of the Jews who are masquerading as under false pretense and so forth. And then it got attacked. And it's under continuous attack by hackers. So, I mean, something must be close to discovery here.
Well, you know, we have been trying to get every friend of ours, every listener who has a website, who has any kind of system of putting up on the World Wide Web the information that you have there, advertising it. I had Skip Baker put it all throughout all of his mailing list, hundreds of people on his mailing list, and he learned from it. He learned quite a bit himself about the clipping and the use of computer generated imagery and the photoshopping and so forth. And you know, even it surprised even him the depth of depravity of these individuals. And yet we're getting that word out now. Over 120,000, I believe, hits now have joined nodisinfo.com, and that is spreading. And as it spreads, we see distractions on the world scene. We see all of these other issues that are being brought up and the sequestration and so on and so forth. But all of them are designed primarily to distract from this synagogue of Satan, which rules the world. As you know, Dr. K, the Rothschild banking elite conglomerate has enough power now to suppress the price of gold stocks, which we're seeing, to rig the stock market, to give people a sense of euphoria, to get them baited into believing that everything is just rosy financially. And this is how many people, unfortunately, are being deceived when they don't know what lies over that cliff. That cliff is coming, and not just a fiscal cliff. This is going to be a very, very serious survival cliff. And I just talked to people today, and I'll tell them when we come back in the next half hour, but I've said my piece for now, so go ahead, react to what I've said.
We'll take Nicholas Rockefeller at his word when he said, they're just all serfs to Aaron Russo, and what do you care about them? We got to chip them. And so the gun confiscation is just a stepping stage, like you said, for a finalization of world Zionist rule, complete control of the individual, and you know, the intention of these Jews like Mark Barden, Bill Sherlach and his behind-the-scenes collaborators, like the Brickell family, the Greenbergs, the Levittmans, the full intention is to strip the American people of everything except their baseball bats.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could get those, they'd take them too. If we'd give them, give me the gold, give me silver, give me not Fort Knox. We're talking about chickens. We're talking about cowards. So you can't get anything if you don't give it to them. There's a book that I've read, Ego Efficacy, the others, where it says, in life, the ball. Don't give the ball to them.
Amen. Good point. We'll come back with more commentary. Rick Adams and Dr. K, and we'll bring in a couple of callers along the way that we don't have time for later in the program, so bear that in mind, folks. Support RBN, Rick Adams and Dr. K.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it. Today was only a sample of what they do to anybody that stands up against them.
And that's exactly, ladies and gentlemen, where we are tonight. Dr. K and Rick Adams, we're putting everything we have on the line here. It isn't pleasant, but you know what? It's also an obligation, Dr. K. And what we do is something that we need to do because we have to answer for what we do. You know, as Joe Church says, when all is said and done and we witness and we bring the truth out, the blood is off our hands. No matter what happens, we've done our part. Like the prophets of old, like the disciples of Christ, we have spoken out, we have paid the price, and we have fought the fight. And we can't do more than that. And that's all that he requires.
That's beautiful. And those disciples were cut down, beat,
murdered.
And of course,
stoned to death. You know, how can we do any less when you think about it than what others have done before us? Others have done. They've sacrificed their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor. Boy, you know, you don't hear about that anymore. Do you hear the founding fathers are considered to be terrorists by Homeland Security? And why? Because it's Jewry that runs Homeland Security, and they hate the Founding Fathers just as much as they hate what we're doing.
We need to change that name to DIS, Department
Department of Israeli scoundrels. Now, let me just say what this world Jewry is up to, or what their scheme is. And that includes this Bill Sherlock, Mark Barden, Jackie Barden, the Greens, Jillian Soto, and the other, clique of cohorts that landed on D.C. or whatever. And that's to install legislation identifying an American as a mental case, upon which the Israeli, Hebrew-speaking deity
Did we lose Dr. K? Here he is. All right, we lost that cell connection. All right, we'll try to bring him right back up, folks. In any event, this is exactly the kind of thing that we speak about, and the fact that our enemies, your enemies, will go to any length to interrupt, to disconnect, to take us off, and whether they do it that way or financially, by impoverishing all of us, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how they do it. If they can silence us and our voice worldwide, then they feel they've accomplished a major, major goal. So that's the key. The key is eliminating their opposition and killing them off. You know, when they went into Poland, the Jewish communist Soviet Bolshevik soldiers under Stalin went into Poland and they killed thousands upon thousands of the Polish intellectuals and the cream of the crop, the doctors, educated, the ministers and the priests and all of those that could stand in their way, and then laid out these mass graves and put them in those graves, and of course blamed the Germans for it. Later, many, many, many years later, would it come out that it was the Soviet armies that did all of this, the friends of Roosevelt, the friends of Truman, Uncle Joe and company, Eisenhower's buddies. They were the ones who pulled off this horrific genocide in Poland, and they knew what they were doing. They were killing off the cream of the crop, and that's what they're going to do to us if they have their way. Dr. K is back. All right. Yes, Dr. K, come right back.
Yeah, nothing much. Just to say that the intention is to confiscate Americans down to the bone on the weapons, and and then have free access to whatever financial or
that's right,
to freely imprison whoever they ordain. If the people on this talk show are to be deemed, like, for example, if you read those, I published the emails that the Sandy Hook parents have emailed me. I published it on the website with some commentary.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see these emails that I got from an individual who attributes herself as being a parent, Nelba Marquise Green. And you can see systematically how she's trying to get into my psyche, whoever it is. It's probably her handler, whoever it is. And so to make me out like I'm a nutcase, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you don't really have a family, do you? Do you live in your basement? No, this is the typical Jew comment. And the intention is whoever they deem to be an enemy of the Zionist regime, they would arrest. And now you bring up another thing, murder them. What did they do when Sandy Hook broke as a fraud? They go and arrest some Muslim somewhere on the West Coast. Another one, even in Pakistan.
9/11, you mean. 9/11, you mean. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Every time. They always go and get the innocent party. They try to, do their torture, their waterboarding, their insects and so forth against one in particular. And then they enjoy it. They enjoy, they're sadistic animals, and they enjoy doing evil, because as they have been exposed, and when Christ himself said, you will do your father's deeds. Now, your father is not my father. He said, your father is Satan. And your father is a murderer. He's a murderer because he was a murderer from the beginning. What else can you do? You have no choice. You have no choice in the matter because you are following in that same DNA. The DNA is there and you can't change it. Sorry.
God knows.
Oh, he knows. He keeps the books. Remember, these Zionists say that, you know, they keep the books, never forgive, never forget. But remember, the books are being kept on them, too. And the books are not in error. They are inerrant. And they cannot be changed. They cannot be altered by any publisher, by any printer, by any emailer, by any individual who's a programmer of a computer. See, they all, too, have no choice in the matter. They can't control it.
In the Quran, there's a comment that God was assaulted by Jewry, and where they said to him, your hands are tied. You don't have any ability to do, you know, to interfere with our plot, in so many words.
Uh-huh.
You know. And so, yeah, they even assault the Almighty God with the, I mean, one time I was in a used bookstore, and a little Jewish son with a cap, Yarmulke, said, well, this God thing here, he said, F God. This was exactly what the rabbi told his son. So they teach that. I don't know whether it's oral sex on, you know, a newborn, or the stealing of the organs. Just one more group of filthy Zionist, scoundrels. Same group now behind the gun confiscation. Look at the Brickell family. Look at these scoundrels. I've got them up on the website. What a coterie of hucksters and fraudsters. Mm-hmm. All they can do is in their eyes, you can see the rabidity, the vileness, the extremism, the terrorism that they're doing to assault us. Now, we have identified them as the crux of this scam, being the false face for Sherlock, an individual by the name of Jane Vogel, criminal entity, Jane Vogel Brickell, the face for Sherlock. Her son was posing as an instigator in the Occupy Wall Street movement. We've got his photo on there, too. We have identified Daniel Barden's daughter, or fake daughter, I don't know which one, with the Harmon family, you know, the Todd Harmon family. The one who apparently is Guy Rousseau, also Mr. Marshall Harmon, was still looking into that. So you know that the Greenberg family has plopped Nick Phelps and Laura Phelps there, who is really Jennifer Sexton, or Jennifer Greenberg and Richard Sexton. So they are it, and their faces precede them. It's proven.
Mm-hmm.
They are behind it. Nobody else.
You know, absolutely so. The TV program that we do here locally, shares so much of this. In fact, we're sharing on the audio end of it, on the screen, what this hoax is all about. I know you've received quite a bit, too. You've received attention in emails. But just today, I ran into a couple of people, a husband and wife, and they saw the program, and they said, is that really so? They said, we watch your show religiously. I said, great. They said, was that whole Sandy Hook, was that rigged? Was that set up? Was that a stage? Are you telling us the whole thing was fake? Positively, absolutely, no question about it. And then I asked them the questions of what they were allowed to see, what the networks didn't show. And they said, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. There was no proof, no evidence, no trail, no blood, no flesh, no bones, nothing. And you know what, Rick? It is amazing how your TV program is the only game in town. We don't see this hardly anywhere else. And I said, well, that's because we have a mission to perform until we're done and the blood is off our hands. When people know the truth, they have to act on the truth or pay the you remember the show, Truth or Consequences?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
This is like that show, Truth or Consequences, folks. That's what it's all about.
No need for another, 10 million corpses bled through into the sand or into the American soil or wherever it is in the next 5 or 10 years. The latest thing is, would you please stop identifying the culprits as Jews? Some posters and others, just call them Zionists. You know, I think I'll ask them, is it okay to call them Jewish terrorists if you don't want me to call them Jews?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you call them?
Right. I mean, it's funny, though, in the media, they have no problem using the term Arab terrorism. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. For something done by Jews.
Yeah, particularly. Yeah. You know, we have this little joke going on now with Korea, and we know it's a joke. We know what's going on. We know who's behind the scenes manipulating it. And the fact is that we have in the legislature here this bill that was presented by the Attorney General, bought and paid for by them, to this committee to impose a divestiture on pensions and so forth. Not that the pensions are going to be there next year, but, you know, just the idea to divest from Iran. And I'm laughing because here we have this Skull and Bones Kerry putting on a good act, putting on a good show, saying, well, they're threatening us. Yeah, they're going to blow us up, and they're going to send rockets and everything. But we should talk rather than go to war. And here, Iran, on the other hand, Iran has never threatened anybody, never threatened us, has never engaged in any aggressive war in 300 years, and they're saying, let's bomb them. Let's start war. So that tells you who's in the driver's seat, Dr. That tells you who's in the driver's seat.
Not enough blood on their hands, and our approach is no more blood on anybody's hands and to prevent the spillage of blood. And that's what this Sandy Hook's about. We're talking about potentially murderous individuals in that Capitol Hill 11. The Marquis mm-hmm. Green, the Jillian Soto, the Jackie Barden, the Nicole Hockley huckster Rothschild agent. The various other thieving scoundrels that deboarded that plane. They get what they want, they cause murder. They increase the murder rate, the violent mm-hmm. crime rate, and the theft rate. They increase the same people who took down the Ten Commandments. I didn't see any Muslims looming around, as you say, stripping the American people of anything.
No, I've never seen that to be the case. Let's take a few calls, Dr. K, okay? Let's take, we got a few here. Gene, I believe, is in Nebraska first. Hello, Gene. Welcome to the program.
I went into the school registry deal where they tell who the teachers are.
Mm-hmm.
And the school psychologist's real name is Nancy Habani, and they said Mary Sherlock. Don Hochsprung, who was supposedly the principal, and that gal's name is Donna Page, the real one.
Wow.
And Natalie Hammond is listed there as a lead teacher, but of all the email, if you guys got an email, I'll send you that.
I need that link. I have Dr. K Research. Everybody send me what you've got. I'll write it up if I can, God willing. Dr. K Research.
Okay. You want to spell out doctor all the
way? No. It's simply, let me say it, okay? D-R-K.
Okay, D-R.
That's Dr. K. D-R-K. Research.
It's okay. Just the letter K.
Dr. Yeah. K, just the letters. D-R and K, just the three of them.
Uh-huh.
Research, okay. The word research next to that. @hotmail.com.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
It's very interesting. See, they just substituted names, you know, made up names, I should say. Vicky Soto is another one. She's not on there. She's not listed as a teacher. So all of those were fake. So.
What a deal. We know that Vicky Soto was a fake teacher.
Yeah,
in the area. Yeah, that's very good. I will invest. I've got a thread started called Vicky Soto, the fake teacher, and your work would be very helpful.
I can send it to you right now. So, I can't even think of his name now. The guest, Rick.
Oh, the host. You mean yes?
Does he have an email to me too?
Hmm.
Does he have an email address?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Okay, here it is. It's Rick, R-I-C-K,
uh-huh.
458@cox.net.
458@cox.
458, that's the number. Very simple. And send me a copy of everything.
Okay, I sure will do that.
Thank you so much, Gene. All right.
Let's see. Do we have time, Mike, to bring up Chuck in Texas for a bit? Okay, Chuck, you're up next.
Hi.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, I was at your website, and I want to offer what aid I can do. I've got a website, blog talk radio show, and a YouTube channel, and I'm just generally a hellraiser. We did a show on this about a week and a half after it happened with as much research as we could dig up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the fallacies were just very, very apparent. What I would ask is if we can make, I was trying to read the articles and they're not, well, they're bombastic and they're not something Americans are going to understand. You and I understand them.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way, guys. It's too stout for the average American.
Chuck? Can you hang on a minute after the break here?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Stay where you are, and Barry, you too. We'll come back. Dr. K, Rick Adams, support RBN. Make your pledge now, as others are doing, and we'll give you some free books if you want them. We'll come right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's almost imperceptible the way they gain their ground. They steal an inch just to take a mile every time you turn around. They assassinate our liberties and cause me sleepless nights. Every time they pass another firearms law, they assault my Bill of Rights. As they plead for public safety and they press on towards their goal, I say the Brady Bill is a stab in the back in the fight for gun control. 'Cause I'm a fight to keep
keep alive freedom in the Bill of Rights, native-born American. Who's gonna rise and take a stand?
All right, we're back. Thank you, Carl Klang, once again for that. Gene is still with us now from Nebraska, I believe. I'm sorry, Chuck from Texas is with us. Yes, Chuck.
Okay, that was Carl. That was Carl Klang, by the way.
Yes, Carl Klang, yes. He was with the band Poker Face in the beginning a long time ago. Now it's Paul Tepetti and the gang, and so they're all on our side, you know.
Okay, well, I'll just have to buy their albums.
Yeah, you're right online there. Just go online, and you can Google them and get Carl Klang with a K, two Ks there, Carl and Klang, and you can get some of those old songs. Go right ahead.
Outstanding. Okay, here's my suggestion. When I'm reading this, you're throwing doctorate degree information at people who have a sixth grade education.
Understood.
It's too fast and too furious. I would be more than happy to work with you guys to step back a little bit and try and tone it back a little so that we can reach a little bit more of the morons, at least get down to the ninth grade level. Below that, forget it, okay?
I agree.
And try and bring them up to speed, because when you say Zionist, they don't even know what a Zionist is. They think it's a Jew. They think it's a conspiracy theory word. I'm serious. That's the way Americans look at it. We need to tone it back a little bit and put it out there in bits and pieces with bullet points backed up by facts, things they cannot dispute. No opinions involved. Here are facts. And the Sandy Hook is full of factual error. I finally found the video that has both weapons being pulled from the trunk. I've got an audio that I cut up. It's got all of the audios where they were saying, pistols, 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 found in the trunk was an AR, found in the trunk an AR, found in the trunk an AR. And all of a sudden, the AR is the weapon that killed everybody. And, you know, I've used that on my show.
Do you have any of this DVD that you'd like to send to us or send to me?
Let me see. I've got it on audio. Sure. I mean, I've cut up some of the audio of the ABC, CBS, NBC. It's ridiculous.
Yep.
All of it's real specific on the pistols found and everything, and all of a sudden it turned into an AR after they found the AR in the trunk.
All right. Well, you know how to contact me at my web address or my email, rick458@cox.net, and drkresearch@hotmail.com. Send us what you can. Let's get the ball rolling. Let's get this word out everywhere on YouTube and all across the land. NoDisinfo.com.
I'll be in touch. I'd like to do another show.
Thank you for that. Thank you very much, Chuck. We got to just squeeze in Barry quickly. Barry, quickly now, we're bringing you up. Hello.
Hey, Rick and Dr. K. I got a hold of my friend that I told you about the other night, April.
Yeah.
And she gave me her phone number, so I'll give it to the producer, and she wants you to call her.
All right.
And she'll have you on her show. The website is weroar.ws.
And let's get Dr. K up there with me, all right? Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you know what? One more thing. Whoever can spread the photoshopping around, that's just straight, science assessment. So you can throw that around. That people will understand that they manipulated
all
this
right.
page.
Yeah. Okay, we're out of time, guys. Do it, Barry. Send it to us and my producer and Dr. K. We'll talk soon. Bless you. All right, sir. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good weekend. God willing, we'll be back Monday.
With financial